If it's a sports story you're talking about, you can guarantee they'll be talking about it. Unless it's something like arena football. This is Sportsnet Magazine Live on Sportsnet 590. The Fan.
Let's say the Jays are unable to get another pitcher. Does that change their plan for Sanchez? If they do not have another starter, is it Hutch from Buffalo? Is it a fill-in? Or do they say, you know what, let's take the chance of stretching Irma?
Well, it's amazing to see how the narrative has changed just in the last month. I mean, you know, about a month ago, you know, 4 to 6 weeks ago, John Gibbons was saying it was definitely going to happen. You know, that there was no question that he was eventually going to move to the bullpen. No matter how well Aaron Sanchez was playing, they were going to watch his innings, monitor that very carefully. And now, you know, this week you're hearing Gibbons say, well, there's a lot of internal debate and, you know, it's a decision we're going to have to make soon. So it seems like there's already a little bit more give in that conversation. But he's sitting at like 125 innings now. I think his career high is like just over 130. So that decision's got to come really soon. And what the Jays can do in the trade market here in the next couple of weeks will likely determine where Aaron Sanchez is a few weeks from now.
It's amazing how quickly the dialogue changes when you get a month full of Cy Young caliber starting pitching from the guy who's become your staff ace. And that's not a knock on Estrada, who, like I said, has been great. But, you know, where I land on it is I don't see how you can do it to this team right now, who is, you know, last night aside, has been rolling for the last month, basically. And I don't see, unless Aaron Sanchez is on board with this, I don't see how you can do it to this kid who is having a season that really would legitimately put him in Cy Young contention. He probably wouldn't win it, but he'd be up there. And, you know, how are you going to do that to a guy having his first great season as a full starter and be like, well, nice run, it's over?
He's such an important asset moving forward, though. It's the long-term picture that makes that decision for you. Because, I mean, I think there's no question short-term, his best place is in that rotation. I mean, the way he's pitching this season, the position the Jays are in the standing and making a run here at the division again, you need him in your rotation. Unless you're able to get something on the market, if you're able to get a starting pitcher on the market for a reasonable price, and you strengthen both your rotation and your bullpen by doing that, it makes the most sense. But they're strictly looking long-term with a choice like that.
But guys get hurt. You know, guys get hurt pitching out of the bullpen. Guys get hurt in the starting rotation. Guys get hurt who have an innings cap and are shut down in mid-September, get hurt the following spring. And every pitcher is different. And Sanchez, you know, we wrote about it in the magazine before the season, worked with Stroman all offseason to build himself up, to put extra muscle on, to get himself in shape, to be a starting pitcher that would hold up for the entire season. And unless there's something going on, some dialogue going on between Sanchez and Gibby or whatever, I don't see how you cannot at least give him that chance until he starts wearing down.
You know, the funny thing about the argument, maybe funny is not the right word, guys, but you know, I agree with the way you presented it, but here's the thing, is like, you don't think the Blue Jays want to win this year? Like, the way fans are looking at this, how can they do this? Because they have, you don't think the front office is aware that, hey, this guy's been a great starter for us? Clearly they've got data. I'm not saying I agree with it. But clearly their information is, we better not do this. It's the best chance. And it's almost like an insurance policy, guys. Do you get insurance or you don't? Well, then something happens. Oh, my God. Thank God we had insurance. You don't get insurance. Oh, well, see, you didn't need it. So that's the hard thing for me, because if somebody could demonstrate to me clearly, and I'm sure the Blue Jays are probably going through this. Not probably. They're going through it. They sit around. They go, what really is the probability? And is there that much of a difference in 150 innings opposed to 170 inches? In the same way, I look at an in-game thing. Why does every major league pitcher have to come out after around 100 pitches? Every single one? You can't go 114? They took Estrada out once in the sixth inning. And I'm looking, I'm going, and Gibby got the question afterwards. But they go, but well, it's 100 pitches, and you better not go, really? But obviously, it does. So that's the thing. I'm sure the Jays are just as anxious as a fan base to win this year. The best way is to let Sanchez start, yet they don't want to start him. They must have some numbers.
I think they know that. And I mean, I think the problem is, and we've seen it with pitchers that kind of go over that innings cap or, you know, kind of push beyond their limits, it's always the following season. And, you know, we talk about how important Aaron Sanchez is to this team moving forward and being that young piece in that rotation. I think that's where their concern comes. And Gibbons even pointed to some of the Mets players. He used that as an example. He's like, you're seeing it with the Mets now. Like, it's always the kind of long-term impact that it has on a pitcher by going over that innings cap. And that's clearly what they're watching with Sanchez.
Yeah, that's true. And I think the other aspect of it that we haven't really talked about is the competitive advantage you do gain in the bullpen by putting him there. That bullpen has been shaky beyond Asuna all year. Guys have had stretches. Storen's had stretches where he looked better, stretches where he looked horrible. Same can be true for Biagini. All these guys, none of them has really taken that job and run with it. And, you know, they probably as a part of this, they look back to their bullpen of last fall and see Sanchez setting it up for Asuna and being able to lock down the last couple of innings. And, he's probably more valued to you as a starter, but there's certainly a lot of value in being able to put him back in that role.
The one problem I have with that is I feel like if the Jays are actually in the trade market, they don't have a lot of assets to give up, as we've seen, they've given up so many over the last couple of years. Wouldn't it be easier for them to land a middle relief guy on the trade market or like a setup guy as opposed to going out and getting a starter that's going to give you what Aaron Sanchez is giving you in the rotation?
Well, they tried to land a setup guy on the free agent market and it didn't work. And the problem with trading for relief pitching, especially like unless we're talking about going to the Yankees and getting Aroldis Chapman or one of those guys that they're giving up. The problem with that is you never know how a new pitcher is going to fit into your bullpen unless he's a legitimate elite talent, and those guys aren't available very much. So it's kind of a crapshoot.
This is Sportsnet Magazine Live.